Americans have been hearing a lot about smallpox vaccine in the past year. In the months following the September 11th attacks, the federal government scrambled to make sure there would be enough vaccine for every American. More recently, the question has been how many people should be vaccinated now in advance of a possible smallpox attack. Suggested numbers have ranged from 10,000 to 10 million. Joining me now is NPR's Richard Knox. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Experts have been debating the merits of a smallpox vaccination for more than a year now. Why is it so hard to figure out what to do?
Well, I think it has partly to do with the way we look at vaccines. In the past year, there's been a growing appreciation that each vaccine poses a risk to people as well as benefits, and that smallpox vaccine is the riskiest vaccine we have. The estimates are that if all Americans did get vaccinated against smallpox, hundreds would die and probably thousands would suffer really serious side effects.
Much of the discussion lately has been about vaccinating healthcare workers. Shouldn't there be a straightforward response to that?
We're really talking about how do you get prepared for a smallpox attack. And back in June, there was an expert panel advising the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that proposed perhaps 10,000 healthcare workers would be enough to identify the first cases, isolate them, and squelch the epidemic. But that touched off a debate within the healthcare community because people said, well, it's really a meaningless figure. Once you start spreading 10,000 people across the country this big, no community is going to have enough to really do the job. So the next step was, well, we needed to get 100 or so people vaccinated in every hospital. There are 5,100 hospitals. That multiplies out to 510,000 people. And then the next level of debate was, well, what about all the other first responders who might have to respond to a smallpox attack? Fire, police, public safety people. And there was a calculation that that might total about 10 million people. And we've been debating since then whether that's too big and how fast we need to do it.
Why too big? Why not just go ahead and vaccinate 10 million people?
It's not just a matter of healthcare people and other first responders. There's also a risk of people who get vaccinated that they can infect others. The counter argument has been we can take precautions, we can minimize that. But we know there will be slip ups. And in fact, in the past week or so, there have been some reports from Israel, which has so far vaccinated a little less than 20,000 healthcare workers, that the wife of a surgeon who got vaccinated got infected from her husband. She was taking drugs to suppress her immune system, and because she had low immunity, she got a florid case of vaccinia, which is the vaccine virus, and nearly died from it.
President Bush was vaccinated last Saturday, but he says most Americans don't need to be vaccinated. A mixed message?
Yes, it is a mixed message. It has to do with the fact that there are two parallel debates going on. On the one hand, the government has been trying to figure out how best to prepare the nation against the possibility of an attack. On the other hand, people have been saying to the administration, if we have enough vaccine to vaccinate every American, then why shouldn't it be an individual choice? And the administration, in its recently announced smallpox policy, is trying to straddle that line.
NPR's Richard Knox.